Well, hey there, sweet teacher, and welcome to the Joyful in Primary podcast. Congratulations, you have found your people. Whether you are reveling in the joys of primary teaching, searching for your teacher joy, or looking for a way to get it back, this podcast is for you. My mission is to help you find joy in teaching, because a joyful teacher is a teacher who stays. And sweet teacher, we need you. I believe every teacher can find this joy inside, and I'm honored to help you achieve just that. During our time together, you'll find encouragement, classroom management tips, and teaching strategies all focused on improving your joy. Because the more joy you have, the greater your impact will be on your precious little learners. If that sounds like your kind of destination, let's get going on this journey together. Hey there, joyful teacher. This is a short but sweet episode that finishes off the two-part series, That Kid That Makes You Want to Quit. I'd love to yak a little bit, but I've got to make this quick. In the last episode, we dug deeply into the mindset portion of those kids that make us want to quit. Go back and listen if you haven't. Please don't listen to this episode until you do, because it is that important. Now that I think back, it felt good to say some of those things out loud. I hope you found some mindset strength to keep you going. In today's episode, the focus is classroom management strategy. I want to give you some strategy to go with that mindset, some actions to go with those new, more productive thoughts and feelings. I go into deeper detail in JTA, Joyful Teacher Academy, but if you're looking for actions to take to help you overcome your feelings about this one difficult kid today, this episode is for you. So, oftentimes our mindset is our first barrier, but if you've overcome that, our next go-to in order to create change is taking action. When planning action, remember what I said about this particular student being a full sun-dwelling flower. This beautiful little potential field flower, though it may seem to be a pain, can grow beautifully with your attention and energy. Remember, you are the beautiful beaming sun in this story. So, how do we give that energy? Where do we put it to help these types of students and to help ourselves get through these trials that we're facing with them? Here are three steps I recommend to get you started. Number one is to investigate. Step back and take an outsider's view of this situation. What are this kid's problem areas? Where do these problems come from? Are there triggers? What role are you playing in the situation? What have other teachers tried in the past? Have you connected with them? Is there someone, an expert in your field that you can speak with to seek advice from? Pretend it's a crime scene on one of your favorite CSI episodes. Dig in and find the answers needed to guide you in helping create a better environment for this student and their classmates. And even more importantly, for you and your teacher joy. Do the investigation first. Leave out the assumptions and get down to the real details of the story. Number two, of course, is to create a plan based on that investigation. Sometimes when all of our other management fails a child, there truly is a need for something different, something individualized, something that requires us to research and reflect about. Many people call these individualized behavior plans. The majority of your students will never require such a plan. Some just do, those full sun-dwelling flowers. Just think of these plans as more sunlight, more rays that you can give. But use your own investigation and research and develop a plan to help them with their specific behavior needs. That is why This is why I'm not hashing out all of the cute little things that I do to manage my classroom. This has to come from you and your understanding of this very unique student. So we investigate and create our plan. That is when we go into step number three, which is full on, powerful, hopeful, beautiful implementation. Implement your plan and give it your all. I can't tell you how many times a plan of mine has failed completely because I didn't commit to it. Oh, I think I'll do this or I'll do that. There's no room for that here. That is a sign that I don't believe in it or trust it enough to give it my all. This cannot be like that. If you've made a solid plan, implement it with full faith and energy. I hate that word fidelity because I hear it way too many times, but that is exactly what we need here. Envision how this plan will change your day and your relationships with this child and their classmates. You're getting ready to completely overhaul everything that is going on. We've got to implement it the right way. So those are our steps. Number one, investigate. Number two, create a plan. And number three, implement it with all your heart. But I can't say any of this without reminding you to find someone to hold you accountable in all three of these steps. Or at least someone to talk with, to act as a sounding board, or just as some comfort during these hard times you're facing. Never underestimate the power of getting out your feelings, but also having the accountability of someone who cares for you and wants this to work in your favor. And we'll add that as a bonus step here. Find accountability and comfort in someone who loves you. With your mindset and these three actions, I hope you find the relief and encouragement that you need. And just like that, our two-part series, The Kid Who Makes You Want to Quit, is over. I hope you will take your mindset changes and the actions I've provided you today and transform your thinking and your actions around this situation. If you need more guidance and more support, I'm going to link some other related episodes down in the show notes. That's it for today's short but sweet episode. And until we meet again, go make a difference, my joyful teacher friend. Teacher, I just loved getting to share this time together. If it was valuable to you, consider signing up for notifications at teachertony.com/subscribe. Never miss a tip, strategy, or freebie. If there's a teacher you'd like to share some joy with, please invite them to join us. But I hope to see you back here soon. For now, I want you to picture how your teaching life can be more joyful after today's chat. Right now is the best time to go make it happen, my friend.